Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. CD Projekt, following the completion of Cyberpunk 2077, has shifted its focus towards the development of the next mainline installment in the Witcher series, codenamed Polaris. During an earnings call discussing the fiscal year 2023, CD Projekt disclosed its priority of allocating the bulk of its resources to the development of the highly anticipated fantasy RPG. CD Projekt's chief financial officer, Piotr Nielubowicz, described 2023 as the second best year in the company's history, with net profits exceeding $120 million in its full year earnings. According to Nielubowicz, Phantom Liberty's success led to strong sales, with the game being purchased over 5 million times by the end of 2023. He characterized this achievement as an excellent result, particularly considering that more than 3 years had passed since the original release of Cyberpunk 2077. During the earnings announcement, CD Projekt revealed that Cyberpunk 2077 had generated more than 3 billion PLN, approximately $751 million, in revenue since its tumultuous launch in 2020. This indicates a continued financial success for the game, despite its troubled release. The company transparently shared details about its development teams, revealing that over 600 developers are currently working across its studios. Notably, over 400 developers are dedicated to The Witcher 4, highlighting the significant focus on this project. In contrast, the next installment in the Cyberpunk franchise, codenamed Orion, is still in the concept stage of development, with 47 developers currently assigned to the project. CD Projekt's new studio in Boston is also involved in Orion's development. This emphasis on The Witcher 4 marks a continuation of CD Projekt's strategy, as it previously revealed that a large portion of its workforce was dedicated to the project during the Q3 2023 earnings report. With the latest announcement, it's evident that over half of CD Projekt's development team is now focused on The Witcher 4. This increase in developers likely stems from a significant portion of the Cyberpunk 2077 team transitioning to work on The Witcher 4. Although details about The Witcher 4 are limited, it is known to be running on Unreal Engine 5. The development team aims to surpass the previous installment and deliver a more intense and immersive experience. However, fans shouldn't expect The Witcher 4 anytime soon, as CD Projekt Red Studio President and co-CEO Adam Kaczynski stated in 2022 that the project was at least 3 years away. With Polaris currently in the pre-production stage, the release date for The Witcher 4 remains uncertain. Certain Affinity, known for its contributions to popular titles like Halo and Call of Duty, has announced a round of layoffs affecting 25 US-based staff members, as revealed by CEO Max Hoberman. This decision, outlined in a detailed post on the developer's website, primarily impacts teams involved in the studio's business operations. With a current staff of over 250 employees, this move affects approximately 10% of Certain Affinity's workforce. Established in 2006, Certain Affinity had never previously initiated layoffs until now. Hoberman attributed this decision to various factors, including a slowdown in industry-wide funding for new lead and co-development projects, as well as a reluctance among third-party investors to finance games or game companies. These challenges have made it increasingly difficult for Certain Affinity to secure new projects or alternative forms of funding. Despite the layoffs, Certain Affinity is committed to supporting affected employees by providing severance pay and continued benefits. Additionally, the company plans to make vested awards under its stock equity plan portable, allowing impacted individuals to potentially benefit from the company's future success. Hoberman emphasized the company's strong culture of support and urged understanding and patience from stakeholders during this challenging time. In a recent blog post, developer Maddie Thorson shared an update regarding the highly anticipated game Earthblade, revealing that the title will not meet its initial 2024 release date. Thorson, known for her work on the critically acclaimed platformer Celeste, opened up about the challenges faced during the development of Earthblade, including personal obstacles that impacted the project. Thorson expressed gratitude to her team at Extremely OK Games while acknowledging the difficulties encountered along the way. She also announced the hiring of veteran indie developer Kyle Pulver, renowned for his work on games like Towerfall. Pulver's involvement brings fresh perspectives and ideas to the project, aligning with the team's vision for Earthblade. Although the delay is disappointing for fans eagerly awaiting the game's release, Thorson emphasized the importance of addressing underlying issues to ensure that Earthblade lives up to its potential. Initially unveiled in 2021 as a 2D explore action game with a captivating pixel art style and a soundtrack by Celeste composer Lena Raine, Earthblade gained attention after a trailer reveal at the 2022 Game Awards. Sega has recently announced significant layoffs impacting several of its studios, including Sega Europe, Creative Assembly, known for the Total War series, and Hardlight, developers of Sonic Dream Team. The decision affects approximately 240 roles across these entities, as well as the sale of Relic Entertainment, responsible for titles like Company of Heroes and Dawn of War. Jürgen Post, Sega Europe's boss, communicated the news to staff via email, indicating the sale of Relic and the scope of the layoffs. However, Sega did not specify the exact number of staff affected at each studio. Notably, Sports Interactive, developer of Football Manager, and Two Point Studios, creators of Two Point Hospital, were not mentioned in the announcement, suggesting they are unaffected. Regarding Creative Assembly, Sega provided an update stating that the studio continues to have multiple projects in development, including entries in the Total War series and an undisclosed project. Additionally, the sale of Relic involves transitioning the studio to become independently operated, marking its separation from Sega. Relic Entertainment released a statement confirming its independence, facilitated by an external investor. The studio affirmed its commitment to ongoing projects, including the development of Company of Heroes 3 and continued support for existing titles. The leaked images of a white Xbox Series X, resembling the design of the Xbox Series S, suggest the existence of a diskless version of the black Xbox Series X. The images, initially published by Exputer, showcase a console with a white coating similar to the Xbox Series S. According to reports, this white variant will feature a different heatsink and potentially other upgraded components. The Verge has supported the authenticity of the leaked images, having seen documents detailing the specifications of the console. Microsoft insider Brad Sams indicates that while the chassis of the white Xbox Series X resembles that of the black variant, there may not be any enhancements to its specifications. It's anticipated that this white version will be released in June or July and will be priced lower than the standard black Xbox Series X. Interestingly, court documents leaked in September 2023 hinted at Microsoft's plans for a mid-generation refresh for both the Xbox Series S and X consoles, with codenames Elwood and Brooklyn, respectively. These refreshes were expected to be digital-only consoles. However, if the white Xbox Series X indeed launches this summer, it suggests a deviation from the previously leaked timeline. Microsoft's Phil Spencer has also acknowledged that the leaked plans may be outdated, hinting at potential changes in the company's strategy. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.